This is an MUT Radio podcast.
So Matthew chapter 25, it says the parable of the 10 virgins. At the time, the kingdom of heaven will be like the 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. The foolish ones took their lamps but did not take any oil with them. The wise ones, however, took oil in jars along with their lamps. The bridegroom was a long time in coming, and they all became drowsy and fell asleep. So according to your own understanding, mlaleli, siyathanda ukuthi ke now please prepare again at 0681 608832. Can also reach us on our Facebook page as MUT Radio. Ngiyathanda nje ukuthi ngibingelele ngimamkele uClinton Ntumayo in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Ngibingelele ku Sis Nobuhle na kubalaleli bonke emakhaya. As introduced by you, my name is Clinton Nklenyama.
Nklenyama,
umntwana kaNkulunkulu osindisiwe. Oqhamuka eMaritzburg ngokuhlala nangokusebenza. Bengisebhey nje njengoba usho because khona izinto ezimbalwa edinga ukuthi zilungiswe. Ngumntwana kaNkulunkulu osindisiwe umthanda kakhulu uJesu. Iqhamuka ebandleni okuthiwa Christ Tabernacle Family of Churches. Eli under the leadership of Apostle S. Ndlovu nomprofeti uNontobeko Ndlovu.
Yes, thank you so much for all the clarity. Nhlemayo.
Kenyama.
Thank you so much.
Yes, sibonge sigajayelekile.
And asijwayelekile. I wish nje ukuthi kubhale uNhlumayo kodwa ke la ongisendele khona. Noma mhlambe imina ngibuye ngabhala.
Okungenzeka ukuthi kube ne typo.
Siyambonga ke uChrist ukuthi ke nangumnikazi and uyasho exactly the thing, exactly the word, noma ke the surname okuyisurname yakhe. So ke according to your own understanding, ibuhlungu indaba yalamantombazane ayisihlanu.
Hey.
Angazi ukuthi indaba inhliziyo yami nje mangicabanga nje wona ukuthi awu ayelindile bakithi nawo azukuthi ke siyasile. Babelinde umyeni kahle kahle bonke babelinde umyeni. Ayekho wena lokuthi awu ngeke ngize ngimbone. They were so sure ukuthi nje awu mayifika umyeni and babeyiphethe futhi nezibani ukuthi nje awu somhlangabeza nje ngendlela ke eright nebright. Okuyinto eyenzakala kubazalwane leyo ukuthi sonke silindile ukubuya kaKristu Jesu but then indlela esilinde ngayo ayifani.
Kunjalo.
Because phela uyezwa laphayana ukuthi abanye babephethe amafutha, abanye bebengaphethe amafutha yethi abantu babeziphethe zonke. So mhlambe according to your own understanding, ucabanga ukuthi yini le AI representa amafutha kule ndawo abekuyona?
Okay. All right. So the oil represents the presence and power of the Holy Spirit in our lives.
Yes.
So all throughout the Bible, the oil was used as a symbol of ordination.
Yeah.
When kings and priests and prophets were anointed with oil, it signified that the Spirit of God has landed or has come upon them.
Yeah.
For example, in the book of 1 Samuel 16, verses number 13, it says, Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed David, and the Spirit of the Lord came powerfully upon David from that day. So oil is not just a substance.
Yeah.
I know ukuthi ke sakhuluma mina now behind the scenes. You know, some people may think ukuthi it carries a literal meaning. Akuyona cooking oil. But so it's not just a substance. It is a spiritual reality.
Yeah.
So think about it. A lamp cannot shine without oil.
Yeah.
Ne? And in the same way, we cannot shine for Christ in this dark world without the Holy Spirit. In the book of Zechariah 4:6, it reminds us that not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord. And when Jesus tells the parable of the virgins in the book of Matthew 25:3, verses number 4, the wise ones carried an extra oil in their jars. Extra oil in their jars. While the foolish had lamps but no oil. And this shows us that oil is not is that hidden, is that it hidden intimacy with God, and it is cultivated through prayer, worship, obedience, and holiness. And you can look the part outward.
Yes.
No manga pandle, ne? But without oil, there is no fire, no light, and no readiness for the bridegroom.
Yo. And umbuzo wami kukhona lana ukuthi mhlambe because they just specified ukuthi on the other hand there was extra oil. You know. So kusho ukuthi babe now oil la bang just that nje it was not enough.
No.
Awakwazanga ukuthi sustain till that day of the Lord. Yo, that's so painful.
It was not sufficient. Yeah.
Manje pho ucabanga ukuthi mhlambe ke because the parable kusuke kuthathelwa nje entweni mhlambe eyisifaniso. Kodwa ke ngokwala amantombazane as you have mentioned ukuthi ke kunendlela owenza ngam mhlambe yiphi lo ndlela they were praying reading the word of God how to maintain like amafutha wagcina kanjani ngaphakathi kwakho.
All right, I think it is important for abalaleli to first have this understanding. The oil does not come cheaply.
It
comes at a cost.
Just
like olives must be crushed to produce oil. Spiritually, the oil comes through sacrifice, surrender, and separation unto
surrender.
God. Yes.
Yo.
So first through intimacy with God in the secret place, we need to first establish that. Have a secret place where you will commune with God. Because you cannot borrow from another person.
Yeah.
Oil, you know, I think even the ladies, did attempt to do that. But you cannot. You must have your own reservoir. And according to the book of Matthew 6, verse number 6, it says, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father who is unseen. Then your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. Secondly, through obedience to God's word. Now, the Spirit rests where there is obedience. Umoya ngcwele. He only rests where there is obedience to the word of God. Because remember, izwi likaNkulunkulu liphefumulelwe. So now, the Spirit can only dwell there, and the Holy Spirit can only support that. Now, according to the book of Acts 5:32, tells us that Holy Spirit is given to those who are obedient. Holy Spirit is given to those who are obedient. And thirdly, through consecration. Through consecration, oil flows to clean vessels. Oil will only flow through clean vessels. According to the book of 2 Timothy 2, verses number 21, it says, if anyone cleanses himself, he will be a vessel for honorable use, set apart, useful to the master. And like Daniel, who refused to defile himself with the king's food, we too must set ourselves apart for God.
For Christ.
Amen.
Yes. Hey, thank you so much. I'm also learning. Make sure we'll see you now. You partake at 0681-608-8832. We're still in it. Wagcina kanjani amafutha. And also, we're based on Matthew 25. And now, ngidinga izinto zokuthi you already have oil. And uyezwa ngaphakathi ukuthi okay, ukhona umntwana. Akhona amandla kamoya engcwele. Angisazenzeli mina. Because uClinton umenshinile ukuthi ke you have to ukuthi ube umuntu surrendered to God, because awukwazi ukuthi mangabe usuke uzenzela ngokwakho uphinde futhi uzingcwelisise yona. So you need Christ ukuthi kube uyena okulungisisayo. So ke sekwenzekile ke konke lokho ke mhlambe ke iziphi izinto ekudinga ukuthi ke uzigweme kuzona ukuze amafutha engiyazi akwazi ukuthi ke achithe. Ngeke ngayicabanga ke lena eClinton ngingedwa ngithi mina eyinkosi yami kuyafika isikhathi la khona uzokuthi hey uNkulunkulu ungahambele ngalezi insuku ngine disaster mina sami sikhulu ngoNkulunkulu ngiyafuna nje ukuthi kancane kancane ngathi nje ngingahlala nje naye ngibe nje kwi quiet space with the master but then ukufika isikhathi se busy kufika isikhathi la ubonayo ukuthi ish engathi manje I'm losing le bond le bengivamise ukuthi ke ngibe nayo sometimes ke lokho kuyaqedwa ukukhuluma nje ukuthi nje ube involved entweni ezikhulumisa ayo uhlezi njalo nje usendaweni enomsindo uxokozela izimpi uyayibona le nto le so iyakuphazamisa ke ukuphumula kamoya engcwele ngaphakathi kumuntu and also to gossip gossip whether about abazalwane noma ke about whoever nje ukuhleba nje kuyangcolisa wena and yaliqosha futhi ikhwezi ngaphakathi ke kumzalwane mhlawumbe ke uClinton unaye unakho naye angasho ukuthi ke eyinaloko futhi nakhona kumele ukuthi mawumzana uqaphele kakhulu kuzokwazi ukuthi ke uligcine ikhwezi noma mhlawumbe efuna wenze kanje ukuze uzokwazi ukuthi ke amafutha enezelwe imihla ngemihla ngaphakathi ku
Amen.
Yes, amen.
Mhlasimbe nami u-add nje sisinobuhle kulokho sokushilo kubalaleli. Engicabanga ukuthi kucayi kakhulu i-sin and compromise.
Ish.
Sin and compromise. You remember that Samson played with sin and he lost the anointing.
Ish, yeah.
According to the book of Judges 16 number 20 it says he did not know the Lord had departed from him. Mm-hmm. Sin is the fastest way to leak the oil.
Mm-hmm.
So Samson, we all know how mighty he was. Now sin can bring down kings, can bring down CEOs, can bring down presidents.
Soul, yeah.
Sin has power to disarm and defuse great people.
Mm-hmm.
And even when someone possesses great potential, the minute they live a lifestyle of sin, they become compromised because a sin carries the seed of death.
Mm-hmm. Ne?
Nothing can live in you when you are living a sinful life. Remember, even in the book of God gives Adam an instruction: do not partake from the tree that is in the middle of the garden, because you shall surely die.
Yeah.
Ne? God did not only speak of physical death, but he was speaking of spiritual death.
Yes. Ne?
So what was sin in what Adam and Eve did was disobedience. When they disobeyed, defied the word of God. Yes, there were many trees in the garden.
Yeah.
You can partake from each tree that you want. Except from the one that is in the middle of the garden.
Yeah.
So don't eat from that one.
Like deceiver.
Yeah. So it disobedience. Yona eyabenza bafa. Not only physically. Because remember, umuntu wayengafi.
Yeah.
Umuntu had in nature kaNkulunkulu.
Yeah.
Ne? Had in nature kaNkulunkulu and ubephila njengoba uNkulunkulu bephila.
Yeah.
Ne? Umuntu could have lived for trillion years had Adam and Eve not committed isono lesabas commit. So now when you compromise or when you sin, you die spiritually and you also die physically. And you cannot see God, unfortunately, when you are living a life of sin. So kukanjalo, you cannot sustain the things of God if you are living a sinful life.
If you get pure.
No.
Holy.
That is why the Bible says, without holiness, no man can see God.
Yeah.
So one of the attributes that God carries or that makes God unique is holiness.
Yeah.
God is set apart. So now, when we accept the Lord Jesus Christ as our Lord and personal Savior, we are submerged under the will of God, and we ought to comply even with the standards of God.
Yes.
And part of those standards is holiness. So sin and compromise can really disarm the person. Two, pride and self-glory.
Ne? Hi, shame.
You ask yourself, Uguti, what removed Lucifer
to the highest place.
You understand? Yini yamsusa. It was pride that was found in his heart and self-glory. You know, if you understand the role Lucifer that he was playing, it was very critical. It was critical. And in it being critical, it afforded him clearance in the heavenlies. In the heavens, if you study the word of God in the book of Revelations, you would realize in the presence of God, there is even a place called the throne room of God, where not just anyone comes in. He was an angel, but he was peculiar in his angelic rank.
Is that the Holy of Holies?
The holy place. Yes, it was a throne room. So he could access the throne room without anybody questioning him, because he had the clearance to be there, to come before the seat of God. I don't want to get into the nitty-gritties and explain what does it mean? Aminika Malakelga Lucifer. You know, I don't want to get into that, because his name also carries his assignment as an angel. So now, pride was found in his heart. I don't want to also speak on how it came about that he had pride, because then that would mean I'll have to take more time and I have limited time. Yeah. But pride was found in his heart, and he was then cast out of heaven. You worry. You worry because even in our churches today, you'll find good. We are in the midst and we are in the presence of God. But people, they still do funny things in his presence. And it is so sad because God always makes provision. Remember, God is able to see things before they come to fruition. So even with us, God will always enable us and give us grace. That is why even with humanity, he sent the Lord Jesus Christ to die. To die for us, according to the book of John 3:16. Oh, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not die, but shall have everlasting life. He made that provision. That is grace on its own. Because God did not have to come down. It was God himself did not have to come down and die for us, so that we may be redeemed back to him. So what I'm saying is, you'll find, Uguti, there are things that may exist even in the presence of God, and we may think, Uguti, God does not see them because he has not rebuked us or he has not exposed those things. So even Lucifer, he carried pride in his heart. God found it. And immediately when it was found, he was removed from heaven.
There is something that is ungodly within me.
I think we need to understand, Uguti, Lucifer is a disembodied spirit. Angels are disembodied. I mean, are spirits that do not have a umzim. With God now, even though Lucifer was part of his creation, but now, I may have to go deeper on this one. There was no redemption plan for them, for spirits. The only redemption plan only exists for humanity. Remember that angels, they are creatures. Tina, we are part of God's creation, and we are more like God. That is why when God was creating man, he said, now let us create man in our own image and likeness. You understand? So now we exist in the form of God and in the likeness of God. So now we are then, it is easy for us to then be redeemed and to be afforded an opportunity. Just like the word of God says in the book of Isaiah 1 verses number 18 says, even though your sins are as red as scarlet, I will wash them to be as white as snow.
Mm-hmm.
1 John 1, 6 says, come now, let us reason together.
Mm-hmm.
If you confess your sins, mm-hmm. I am faithful and just to forgive you and to cleanse you from all your unrighteousness. Mm-hmm. So God affords us an opportunity to come to Him,
mm-hmm.
even when we have sinned. Because He has made a provision and He has made a redemption plan for humanity.
This is a whole long discussion. We're going to go to a door and then we'll come back. And also,
Listen online. MUT Radio. Streaming live on mut.ac.za/MUT-radio. Click on the Listen Live button. You're listening to MUT Radio.
Now you can't even hear God speak to you because you didn't have a breastplate on. The Apostle Paul says holiness is your breastplate.
Our time is 45 minutes after the hour of 10 here in MUT Interfaith with me, Nobuhle Koba. I really appreciate abazalwane that are confirming ukuthi ke bahlezi nami nje.
Catch Nobuhle Koba on MUT Interfaith every Sundays from 10 to 12. You're listening to MUT Radio. Shape and own your future.
Our time right now is 45 minutes after the hour of 11. We are still in it. And Safi table with Oklintin and Emma. Lenyama. Yes, Sintigelelo. Uvelagelapaya. Richards Bay, listening to the Zimnandi, and yet Tembo would see his columning a mouthful Taranga, Conage, Nasin Kulukula Slung, Selegona, Songing Yakaluku singing niggers, it's who Bastiaku to come up here, Kulo 3 minutes, a pin of footsige, as director, good see guessing in Taranga, and good story lama foot.
All right, thank you so much once again, Sis Nobuhle.
Amen.
So, njengoba bengizintroduce eqaleni ngiqhamuka ebandleni okuthiwa Christ Tabernacle Family of Churches eli under the leadership of Apostle S. Ndlovu and Prophet N. Ndlovu, and there is also a revival movement called the Fill Your Horn with Oil movement. And Sis Nobuhle, South Africa is receiving a restoration. Balegile ukuthi ngikusho lokho, as you see the justice system being shaken. The Lord is also purging the church and removing falsehood. And He has chosen the institutions of higher learning, removing falsehood and making sure ukuthi there is revival. But much more the preservation of the youth in South Africa and raising and preparing the next generation of leaders. So God is doing something in the institutions of higher learning. We have revivals that are ongoing. We are being invited by institutions. We're invited by the University of Vaal. That is where this mission started. Mm-hmm. We had Obabo Ralahulela and many speakers that ministered God's heart powerfully. Kubanda Basha, and many young people were saved. And there is also another service that will be taking place in Nelson Mandela University from the 24th to the 25th. You know, there's a lot unkulunkulu afisugut akwenze in that university. We have different speakers there, and also I think this one is of a relevant kakulu for those who are based in KZN inkonzo enkulu ezobindumezulu ezobiyenzeka e UKZN University of KwaZulu-Natal, Edgewood.
Edgewood, Maritzburg, or here in Durban.
Edgewood is a Durban.
It's a Durban.
Yes,
okay.
It's a Durban. Mm. It's igniting campus missions.
Yeah.
Igniting campus missions. And we have great ministers who will be ministering on the day, Sisi. You know, and the Izu Apostle Sihle Ndlovu,
yes,
a great and an anointed apostle of our lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
We have a prophet S. Twala Bayiti from Assemblies of God.
Yeah.
We have a prophet Nontobeko Ndlovu. We have a sister Ziyanda Ntshangane.
Yeah.
Uno Sisi futhi uPhuthuma Tiso. We are still confirming also with Usisi Usindi Ntombela.
Yes. God is faithful.
Yes, is faithful. And inkonzo izobe yenzeka from the 3rd to the 4th of October 2025.
And everyone is invited, whether you're a student or you're not a student.
Whether you're God is for all.
Yes.
The Bible says God wants all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth.
Mm.
So we want it a revival. God wants to win as many souls as possible. And ngabanguti irrelevant kakhulu, it aligns with the topic of ukhuluma ngayo because it speaks of awaiting for the bridegroom.
Yeah.
As we await for the Lord, we need to work as much ground as possible so that comes the day of the Lord, kubogut abantu seberiti.
Yes. There was Clinton Ntluma Ntlenyama and Segeleloge all the way from Richards Bay. Nizwelegege invite for everyone. You are all welcome. Kulo yonjo show good name in your face to good singibe amongst those virgins. Etwage Aishagan Pili Nama Futagine Ban extra oil. And Kape Namchanje Guti, it was not just oil but extra also. Make sure good to get now. Show good eye. Minage sengi right cause ngang I told him vuse longe vige lule. So we need extra oil as much as you can, as Ntlenyama has emphasizing. Ukuthi ke ayikho limithi la khona uma umzalwane uthi ke sengi right. So make sure ukuthi ke nawe uba ingxenye.
This is a MUT Radio podcast.